The Reginald F. Lewis Museum is pleased to honor a Baltimore native, Victorine Quill Adams. Adams was the first African-American woman elected to the city council, and she served on the council for four terms. Born in 1912, she lived through restrictive segregation, racial violence, and economic turbulence. Educated at Morgan State and Coppin State Universities, she became a teacher and enriched the lives of her students. In 1946, she founded the Colored Women's Democratic Campaign Committee to educate African-American women about the voice and the power of the ballot box. Her accomplishments include being a campaign director for U.S. President Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Democratic slate in 1964, and founding, in 1978-79, the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company's Fuel Fund, a program created to assist low-income families with their utility bills in the winter. Six hats worn by Victorine Adams are on display in the museum's third-floor permanent collection. They are beautiful, stylish, and at the height of fashion, befitting a woman who was so influential to the lives of Baltimore citizens. You can learn more about Victorine Adams this Saturday, March the 16th at 1 p.m. for a talk, Baltimore Civil Rights Leader Victorine Quill Adams, The Power of the Ballot, by author Ida E. Jones. A book signing follows. I am Jackie Copeland, Executive Director of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in Baltimore.